Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture. And we're on.
And we're on.
Hey, everyone. I'm Liam, the daughter.
I'm Lori, I'm the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whispers.
Witch Whispers.
Hey, you're up.
I am
up. You sounded just very joyful.
I am.
Hey.
I love everybody.
When you do that.
Hey. Hey, well, you know what? It's March, which means spring is on the way.
We are out of February.
Woo.
Fuck that month.
You know what? This is one of my favorite months.
I love March.
Hello.
March is just very uplifting, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It is like one of my favorite months, and I love it. It makes me so happy.
Me
too. And the sun is shining today. It's going to be like 65 out. Holy shit.
Yeah, we're in that really weird space of time in Pittsburgh where one day it's like
20.
Below 20 and then the next day it's 80 and I'm like, what do I do?
How do I dress?
How do I dress?
What do I wear?
But okay, hello March.
Hello March. And of course, this is when I amp up my love of all things Irish, Celtic.
Yes.
You know,
like you need an excuse to do that.
Right.
But yeah, go
exactly.
off.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, that definitely includes music.
Yay.
Yeah. So like you've been channeling and nurturing your past self.
Yeah.
I've also been doing that a little bit.
Have you?
And it is all culminating in my topic today.
Ooh, okay. Yes. Oh, I love when this happens.
Yes. So it's the beautiful music of Lorena McKennitt.
Ooh, that's a pretty name.
Isn't it?
Yes.
You sounds told very me, Irish, right?
I mean, yeah, it does. You told me you were doing this and I was like, I have absolutely no idea who that is.
No, and Jake said the same thing.
Yeah, I was a little embarrassed. I was like, oh no, I don't know who that is.
Well, I've loved her music for a very long time. I would say since the early 2000s, like I was really trying to piece together in my mind, like, when did I really start listening to her? And I think it takes me back to a time in my life where I was like really happy with who I was.
Oh no.
Okay. Like, and I'm talking about like balanced. I was feeling very balanced in all of the things. You know what I mean?
Love that.
Yeah. And so I think that I discovered her because she had a song on the Mists of Avalon soundtrack.
Yeah. You did play it for me and I was like, was that on that was soundtrack? That?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called A Mystic's Dream.
Mystic's
and that
Dream.
Was, yeah. And that was around 2001 when Mists of Avalon came out. So that makes about, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And are you telling me that's the last time you felt balanced? That was a long time ago, Lord.
20 years ago.
Back in my day in the early 2000s.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. Same, honestly. I'm making fun of you, but yeah, same.
But admittedly, I really didn't know much about her,
right.
You know, aside from the music. So I thought, well, this would be a perfect witch whisper, right?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so she was born February 17th.
Oh, okay.
1957,
okay.
She's from Irish-Scottish descent. Mm-hmm. That means she has a sun in Aquarius.
Yay, hello, cuspy.
A little cuspy, a moon in Libra.
Okay.
And a rising in Virgo.
Ooh, speaking your language a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
She's a stellium in Aquarius. Her sun, Mercury, and Venus are all in Aquarius.
Ooh, wait, I have a stellium in Aquarius too. Mm, okay, I like her already.
You like her already. She has a Chiron and a dark moon Lilith also in Aquarius.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Whoa.
So you're a little weird one, aren't ya?
Yeah. But in the best way possible.
Of course.
So now the thought never even crossed my mind that she was not born and bred in Ireland.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Okay.
So imagine how dumbfounded I was to find that she is Canadian.
What? Canadian, eh?
Yeah.
Canadian. Hey, we love Canadians around here. Okay.
We do.
You know what? Threw me for a loop a little bit. I thought we were going to Ireland. I thought we were going there.
I thought we were. Now hold the phone. We will be in a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Love it.
She's a Canadian singer, songwriter, composer, and multi-instrumentalist.
Okay, go off.
She plays the piano, the harp, and the accordion.
Yes, the accordion. You know,
throw that in there.
Underrepresented instrument. Again, you threw me for a loop. I was like, oh.
She writes, records, and performs what has been dubbed eclectic Celtic music.
Well, she is an Aquarius, so right? Eclectic just kind of goes with the...
That just goes with that yeah. Aquarius label there.
Sure.
She stands out for her distinct and beautiful soprano vocals. I mean, she...
Soprano, so we're going, hi.
Gorgeous.
You know, I was in chorus.
Were you a soprano?
In middle school, and they fucking put me in the soprano group.
They put
me
in the soprano, too.
And I didn't like it, so I started to sing real low. And then they moved
me. So they can move me over alto.
I said I vibed with the altos more. I don't know.
That's so funny. Anyway, she has sold more than 14 million albums.
Well.
Garnered gold, platinum, and double platinum status throughout 15 countries and across 4 different continents.
Okay, impressive.
I mean, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and you've never even heard of her.
Okay, rub it in. I knew you were going to fucking drag me for that.
She has won many awards and even performed for Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
Rest in peace.
Is that the one?
Oh, okay.
Is that the one that just died? Yes, it is.
Okay.
In the early days, while attending the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, where she was studying to become a veterinarian.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Lucky for us, while she was there, she discovered folk music by being introduced to the sweet, sweet serenades of her fellow Canadian folk artists, Gordon Lightfoot,
okay,
Joni Mitchell,
Joni,
and the one and only Neil Young.
Neil.
And it looked like a new career was on the horizon.
She said, sorry,
step aside,
animals.
Neil.
Although, my true calling.
Music. Although her personality was more suited for a life on the farm, and she did not necessarily think that she had the moxie for the extroverted personality that was required to be a musician.
Oh, I see.
In Lorena's words, the best laid plans get sent sideways, and I found out that music chose me rather than me it.
Ooh, that gave me chills. I like that. Yeah.
Yes. She soon developed a keen interest specifically for Celtic music in the 70s.
Okay.
And she traveled to Ireland to get firsthand insight into the musical style.
Yeah.
So steeped in the deep roots and the culture and stories of a people, she claims that it wasn't until she began to connect with the history that her journey truly began.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah,
right? Folk because music, come on.
Exactly. She also learned to play the Celtic harp, right?
Okay, yes.
Wow. And soon started hitting the streets of Toronto playing for tips so she could make enough money to record her first album.
Can you imagine just walking the streets of Toronto and you see someone with a harp? I'd be like, that's sick.
Extra money. That's tough to lug
around.
Did
you say this was in the 70s too? I mean, yeah.
That's tough to lug around.
Dude, yeah. That's not like easily travelable. Is that a word?
Travelable. Have harp, will carry.
Oh,
will travel.
TM.
Have harp, will travel.
TM.
Yeah. Anyway, so she was trying to save up enough money to put out her first album.
Okay.
Okay, which she did in 1985, entitled Elemental.
Okay. Ooh. Yes.
Yes. Her music relies heavily on traditional and classical acknowledgement, often using literary works as sources of inspiration.
Okay, love that.
Then she creates her own interpretation, which is beautiful. And she's often compared to a female Peter Gabriel.
Okay, you keep saying things that shock me.
What? I mean, she's one of a kind. Seriously.
She is, yeah. Because you played me some of her music. Absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
Very mystical.
And her voice.
Peter Gabriel. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to investigate. I like this. What an honor.
Right?
Yeah, to be compared to Peter. Wow. Do you like Peter?
I love
better than I'm better than Phil.
Always a Peter girl.
Yeah. You know what? I think
Peter
I might.
Peter girl. I'll take Peter.
We
over
know
Phil.
You like the Peters. The okay.
Always take the Peter over the Phil.
Again, TM.
All right. Now, if this isn't enough to keep the average person busy, right?
Yeah.
Let's also add in successful businesswoman.
Mm.
Okay. Let's add that into the equation because in 1985, Lorena also started her own record label.
Okay, damn.
Called Quinlan Road.
Pretty.
Yes.
Pretty.
That's a move quite rare in the music industry.
Yeah.
So that also set her apart. So in the early days of the label, Miss McKinnon ran the whole operation from her kitchen table.
Okay.
Right? Sending her records out through mail order. organizing her own concert tours. She was a one-woman show, which also included wearing the hats of marketer and promoter. Holy shit.
Holy fucking shit.
Right?
And back, like, back in that time.
Back in those days.
But I mean, that was even harder to do.
Yeah. No intranet.
No interwebs. The interwebs, as Laura calls it. Yeah, I mean, holy shit. Way to go, girl.
Right? In 87, she released The Drive to Drive the Cold Winter Away, which honored her childhood memories of songs for the winter season.
Okay.
Yes. She was letting no grass grow under her feet. In 89 came Parallel Dreams, followed by The Visit in 91.
All very pretty titles.
All very pretty. Yeah. And this is where I kind of tap in.
Tap in, Laura.
I picked up The Mask in the Mirror, which was released in 94, after hearing Mystic Dreams in the Mists of Avalon.
Wait, don't we have an episode? When we did... We did Mirrors in the Mask.
Oh my god.
Together.
Gosh. Ew.
That's an episode of ours.
We're connecting dots right now.
We did.
There's a lot of dot connecting in here.
Whoa, that's really weird.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, so when I heard that song in the Mists of Avalon, I picked up this album, right? And I loved it. And it propelled me to pick up some more of her music. Mm-hmm. I was obviously late to the party, of course.
Not as late as me.
Not as late as you. But I'm very partial to her 97 release called The Book of Secrets.
Ooh.
Yes, I played the shit out of this album.
Yeah?
And as a matter of fact, I so love the ethereal sounds of her voice and the music that I often included it. We've talked about me being a massage therapist.
I knew you were going to say that.
I would often include it in my massage practice while working on clients.
So it went Enya and then Lorena.
Sometimes she's compared to Enya, but okay. You know, she's a little bit more steeped in the,
more,
you know,
folky.
The history and yeah.
Okay.
So if you want to know what it felt like,
transcending. If you want to know what it felt like to get a massage from Laura back in the early 2000s.
Throw on some Lorena.
Throw on one of these records and just light a candle and you're there.
That's right. Absolutely. I was not alone because this album was certified double platinum in the US. And the single, The Mummer's Dance, which I'm sure that's probably what most of you heard, hit number 17 on the Billboard 200.
Damn.
There you go.
Okay, I'm very impressed by her.
Right? But life is a journey.
Oh, no.
And that often throws you a curveball.
Oh, no.
And Lorena was no exception.
I don't like it.
In 98, she suffered a personal tragedy when her fiancé, Ronald Rees, his brother and close friend Gregory Cook, drowned in a boating accident.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, this prompted her to found the Cook-Rees Memorial Fund for Water Search and Safety.
Oh.
At the time of the accident, she had been working on a live album called Live in Paris and Toronto, in which all of the proceeds then went to the foundation.
That's really fucking sad.
It's really sad. After the release of the album in 99, Lorena decided to cut down significantly on her public appearances, and she did not release another album until 2006.
She had some stuff to
took quite
go
a,
through.
Yeah, so she took quite a, you know, a break from the music biz.
Understandable.
Right. But since returning to music in 2006 with An Ancient Muse, her other albums would include A Midwinter Night's Dream.
Okay.
The Wind That Shakes the Barley and Lost Souls.
You love a barley.
I love The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
You know,
absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
She talks about winter a lot, it seems like.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
Absolutely. And she also has many live albums. Mm-hmm. So now if you're listening to me spout off these album titles.
Sure.
And you're thinking, wow, mystical.
Yeah.
Wow.
I agree.
Right? Hold on to your seats because the song titles like Samhain Night, Huron Beltane's Fire Dance,
ooh,
The Ancient Pines. Hey, I'm right there on that.
The Ancient Pines.
Ancient Pines. All Souls Night.
Ugh.
The Old Ways. The Sun, the Moon, and the Stars. I mean, it is no surprise that she fits right in here to
right
all things Uncle
alley.
Bob's,
yes.
Right? Right. And her take on The Parting Glass, beautiful.
Of all the money. Did you want to hear my rendition or?
No, we'll listen to Lorena's.
To me. I was going Sabrina.
Shameful. Absolutely shameful.
I hope she doesn't listen to this episode. She's probably like, please don't ever talk about me again.
I know, right? She also lent her musical talents to the National Film Board of Canada for a documentary called The Burning Times.
Did you watch it?
I did not.
Not yet.
But if I can find it, I'm going to. About the early modern European witch trials, like a
oh shit,
yeah. So okay. It was about the witch trials and like a feminist revisionist take on it.
Oh, interesting. Well, you so love cool. a documentary.
I sure do. Mm-hmm. And if I can find it,
I know. Trust me, Laura's going to be on those interwebs,
tapping my old fingers. Uh-huh. In pop culture, her music has been featured in the Highlander series.
Oh,
The TV series Legacy.
Okay,
Ever After with Drew Barrymore.
Damn it. There it is.
The Santa Claus, which I found interesting. I'm going to have to see what tune is in there.
Wait.
Do you know?
Well, I don't know. Is it when they fucking arrive at the North Pole? Oh my God. Because I don't know, but we'll that is a really stunning
that's
song.
That's more your movie than mine. So
the Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's the song that stands out to me. Okay. I think when I covered the Santa Claus, I was like, that song made me cry. Watch it be her.
Oh, we'll have to check that out.
Okay.
We're going to have to check that out. Tinkerbell, in which she had a song and narrated. Mm. And of course, The Mist of Avalon, which we all know is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, and this, what you're telling me about her, it makes complete sense
that
she was
right?
on that soundtrack. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I personally think that they really encapsulated her in male form with the character of Lars in Serendipity.
Oh my God, they did.
Right?
Oh, yeah, with his Shania.
With the Shania. It's illogical. Even like the video is like the Mummers dance video.
It is. Because we love Lars. In Serendipity.
Oh
so
my
that's
gosh.
Like completely perfect.
And I'm like, that sounds.
Was that inspired was it by inspired? Someone?
You know, I tried to look it up and I think that we're alone in our comparison.
I don't think anyone finds Lars as funny as we do. Like all we could, we quote Lars about 50 times a day in this house.
He's hilarious.
It's illogical.
It's illogical. You can't fend off an angry herd of Vikings.
With a Shania.
With a Shania. It's illogical. Yeah. So interesting enough. On March 8th, Lorena is going to release a new album.
Oh my God, wait, is that like in a few days?
Yes.
Lauren, you didn't
right?
know?
I had no idea.
Hey, little promo.
Yeah, and it's called The Road Back Home.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
I personally can't wait to give it a listen. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
And you can catch her full list of touring dates. She's touring.
She's touring.
She
oh my God,
touring.
Should we go?
Yeah, well, Finn, we're coming to England. All right. You got to be quick about it because I went on and looked at the dates and a lot of them
are sold out. I believe it. I
totally
believe it.
Sold out. Yeah. So if you do go to her website, she will tell you that she carves out time each spring to plant a garden, to take part in an intimate relationship with her food, the land, and the seasons.
Okay. A little nature witch.
Yep. Her website is really interesting. You should go. It's filled with information. She says just as one builds a company mission statement based on values and principles, yeah. she has also done this for her personal life, aww. Using certain principles as compass points when important decisions and choices need to be made.
Okay.
And then she devised a list.
Okay, Virgo rising.
Like, I love it. I'm like, girl, I'm uh-huh. right there with you. It's a long list, but I personally resonated with these few.
Okay.
Be compassionate and never forget how to love.
Okay, yes.
Think inclusively.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Be empathetic.
Yes.
Promote and protect diversity.
Okay, hell yes.
Yes. Look after the less fortunate in society. Mm-hmm. Respect the gifts of the natural world.
Some of us forget these. Okay, come
yes.
on.
Seek balance, space, and solitude. Be mindful of your limitations and cherish and look after your body, and your mind will serve you better.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not necessarily what they seem.
Ooh, I really like her.
Right?
Yeah.
And she definitely puts her money where her mouth is. In addition to the Cook Rees Foundation that mm-hmm. she established, she also established the Three Oaks Foundation, which provides financial support to cultural, environmental, and historical and social groups.
Damn.
And also the Falstaff Family Center, which focuses on the needs of families and children in her own community.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow, she seems like a wonderful human being
right?
and talented as hell.
Talented, yeah.
Wow.
For me, Lorena McKenna encapsulates many of the things that I love. The music, of course.
Yeah.
But at the heart of it, she's like a great storyteller. And
yeah.
that combination is golden. Like, she tells a story. I like to listen to her music to hear what she's saying.
Right.
Not to mention, in my past mind, I often think of her, like, when I think of her, I also think, for some reason, of my love of Lucy Maud Montgomery's Anne of Green Gables.
Okay.
And there's a lot of intersecting themes. So she has a tune called The Lady of Shalott.
The Lady
Which
of
is like
Shalott.
A big theme in Anne of Green Gables. Yes. And her song, The Highwayman, which is also very prevalent in Anne of Green Gables. And interesting, Anne of Green Gables takes place in the fictional town of Avonlea on Prince Edward Island in Canada.
Oh,
interesting, right?
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's really weird because I don't know why, but I associate.
You've always
the
connected
two.
Them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really neat.
It's really interesting. Maybe it's just the time in my life. But if you're not familiar with her, I encourage you to dive in and give her music a listen.
Yes.
It is simply beautiful and it takes you to another place in your heart and your mind.
Lore. Oh my gosh. Why am I going to cry?
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to start
it's
weeping.
It's so pretty.
Yeah. When you showed me her music, once you played it, I was like, oh yes, I've heard this in movies and stuff. Yeah. And it just, it's very emotive. Yeah. Like it makes you feel.
And she's absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. In many ways, apparently.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. We applaud you.
Yeah. Yay. So go give her a listen and check her out because darn yes. it, she's awesome.
Magical as hell. Yeah. I love when you teach me new things like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is what this is about.
It is what it's about. But also it probably, brought some reminiscence up because you because I used to have this on all the time.
Well, yeah. When you started playing her mm-hmm. music, I was like, oh yeah, it takes me back to your massage therapy days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Because you were very much in a specific vibe.
Hey.
It matched your Whimsigoth phase. And then
still
you were
Whimsigoth at heart.
Always. And you were bringing in, the Enyas and yeah. the Lorenas. So, it was very nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
But her music kind of, like you said, does that anyway. It kind of pulls you to another place.
Yeah,
so.
It really does. Yeah. Sometimes we all need to go to another place.
You know what? I think literally every single one of us is like, please take me somewhere.
Calgon, take me away.
Come on, take me. Okay. Go listen. I know, but I always, I love when a joke just flies
flat.
No, it will catch to some people, but it goes right over your head.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, well, I hope you all enjoyed that.
Yeah, and make sure to check out her new album, Shit.
Yeah, dropping in a couple of days. Exciting.
Fuck, yes.
I love when
March.
I love when our timing is like spot on.
That happens to us a lot here.
Yeah.
We'll plan to do things
not
and
intended.
They just line up with stuff happening in the universe.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Not to toot our own horns or anything. Thing, but
toot, toot. Hey,
hey, happy Sabam March.
And Huffy.
We love you all.
Catch us Thursday for our full length episode.
Hell yeah.
TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.